You are listening to the Rampage on the Airwaves podcast.
It never seemed to be what you made me believe. And when the sky falls down on me, I'll just grasp my breath and tell myself maybe. It never seemed to be what you made me believe. And when the sky falls down on me, I'll just turn on Rampage on the airwaves. Rampage on the airwaves.
Hi, and welcome to the Rampage on the Airwaves show. This is going to be like the official first show, and I already previously released the pilot show, but it's kind of like a test kind of thing, so this is going to be like officially the first show. And basically, Rampage on the Airwaves is a podcast that aims to promote local music as well as independent artists from around the world. And we basically want to give exposure to like bands who wouldn't otherwise be heard. And yeah, today on the show we have Kat from the Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out podcast. Hi, Kat.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 15 years old, and as you said, I'm doing a podcast, and it's called the Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out podcast. And we play music and we talk shit pretty much. It's just meant to be making people laugh.
Okay, what kind of music do you play?
Forgive me for stereotyping, but we mostly play emo music, but like, we'll play drum and bass and rap and whatever, but it's mostly emo.
Okay, but the big mystery here is that, why is it Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out with an O, instead of Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out with a U?
Because in Scotland, like, the way Ollie says out, he says oot, because of his accent. So it's the Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out. So, like, O-O-T is oot.
Okay, and, yeah, and, by the way, Ollie from Kat and Ollie Bustin' Out is also on, Team Airwaves. If you click on the Team Airwaves button on Rampage on the airwaves.blogspot.com. So, he basically helps out, behind the scenes and stuff. And yeah, we're probably gonna have him on the show sometime soon. But right now it's just Kat and me.
Yep.
And yeah, so we're gonna go into our first song right now. And it's by a band called Caracal. I've seen them a couple of times and I think they are quite good live. So if you ever like see any posters of Caracal playing, you should definitely check them out. They played at Youth Park last night with Augusta, and I couldn't go to see them because I was at a gig somewhere else. So yeah, I'll just let you listen to the song. It's called When Open Inverted Commas Close.
Melting the mercy of God. crying and lying, backstabbing. I'll feel it to make love worse for me. I'm melting, I'm crumbling, I'm tired, I'm melting the mercy of your sickle road. And why are you laughing in my face? Take your slander out of my face. Does this give you an outbreak of constant pleasure? It makes me disgusted and makes my stomach stir. I can't make out what it is chasing me from afar. I'm so tired of this conspiracy that's been inspecting me. Take us away from the hammer and the anvil. Keep me from Hobson's choice. I get so scared that I could lose a friend so dear. Now we're dragging my heart. My heart's getting heavy. You see right through me, plotting your murder, teaching your students the art of breaking a friendship that's so innocent, stabbing me one by one, not taking any chances. I must learn to love the sinner, hate the sinner. I must learn to love the sinner, hate the sinner. I must learn. Stabbing everywhere to make flowers for me. I'm melting, I'm crumbling, I'm tired, I'm melting the mercy of your sickle road.
Why are you laughing in my face?
And next on the show we have our gig pick of the week. And Rampy's going to talk about that now because I don't really know much about it. It's his choice.
Okay, yeah. So basically every week on the show I'm going to have a segment. It's called Gig Pick of the Week. And on the show I'm going to talk about a gig of the week that I choose, basically. And this week it's going to be Youth Gone Wild. And if you haven't heard of Youth Gone Wild, it's concert that's held at one of the schools in Singapore. It's called Whitley Secondary School, and it's organized by a group of youth from different schools around Singapore. And yeah, basically I just came back from the show. It's early in the morning now. Basically I can't comment on the bands, like how they played and everything, because most of the time the bands were playing I was like out and about everywhere else, because I sort of like printed flyers and stuff for Rampage on the Airwaves, and I was busy like going about giving the flyers out and pasting up posters and like talking to bands and telling them about the show and basically giving up giving exposure to the show, because like if I want to like promote local music, right, and then no one listens to the show, then I guess it would be pointless. So yeah, most of the time I was like promoting the show as well as helping out at Youth Gone Wild. And yeah, I can comment about 3-1 because I think the first band, it's called 3-1, and I think they play quite decent music, because even though like the bulk of the crowd weren't there yet, they entertained the crowd quite well, and I think they're quite a good live band because they've got like commercial appeal and stuff. And because mainly the people who went to the gig tonight, they were like teenagers, youth and stuff from the various secondary schools. So I think 3-1's music, they kind of suit this occasion. And yeah, basically we had some other bands such as Typewriter, which is made of members from Electrico as well as Patrick Cheng. And we had Ronin, of course, one of the more well-known local bands. We had West Grand Boulevard with Daphne Koo, the new frontwoman. And yeah, we also had a couple of youth bands such as Lucid Vapor, Cyanide, and I'm not sure about Hypertheria, I didn't see them, but yeah, they apparently were in Hollaback Crew Finals like a couple months ago, was it? Or was it last month? So yeah, I had a lot of fun, and I think because this show was like marketed to the youth kind of crowd, and like if you go there you can like turn around and you'll see all these youth and teenagers. And yeah, basically I think that this concert thing is a good idea, because like basically if we didn't have this concert thing, right, most of these youths wouldn't otherwise be exposed to local bands. And yeah, the concert was like promoted at different schools and stuff. And yeah, basically I think it's good exposure for the bands in the sense that youth are usually the one who are like more interested in these kinds of things, and I think the exposure given to the bands is useful in that sense. So yeah, I think I've talked a bit too much about Youth Gone Wild. And Kat, do you want to introduce the next band?
Yeah, the next band is called One Year Older. The song's called Slow Memory. I first heard this a few days ago when I was first invited to be on the show. And they're not an amazing band, but they are quite good. They do deserve this exposure, and I do enjoy listening to the song. So here we go.
Yeah, they're another Nepalese band from Singapore, and yeah, I think they play quite catchy songs, so I think I'll just let you listen to the show. Slow Memory by One Year Older.
Why am I awake and in my bed, recalling back the dreams I had of last right night, and I still I can remember just as culture. Oh my god, legend. My toilet day, my sorry face, my YouTube page, they're running dry. As the trip pass, I eat myself, I just my back there alive. Oh my god, oh my head, why am I in my mind? It's getting fucked, it's good. Why am I in my brain? It's been a run, it's good. Why am I like myself? And it's like
this has been just Lawrence Land. I settled down and follow love. My teachers do say to my friends, where are the books you lit up on? Oh my God.
That was Slow Memory by One Year Older. And basically, this is the last segment of the show before we end up with another song. And yeah, if you haven't already subscribed to Rampage on the Airwaves podcast, you should do so. And because, like podcasts, right, they are, you don't only download them from the website, you can also subscribe to them. Like, if you have iTunes, you just copy the show feed URL, of which is hold on, I'm not very sure what the URL is. Okay, the URL of the show feed is on the Rampage on the Airwaves website, and if you go on the rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com website, you can see a little button there that says RSS 2.0, and you can also see a button there that says subscribe with iTunes. So if you click on both of that, right, your iTunes will automatically subscribe to the show. So every time I release a new show, iTunes will download the show automatically without you having to download it from the website or anything. So I guess it's cool in the way that, yeah, you just open your iTunes and it's there for you to listen. So yeah, we're gonna go give out the show links now. And Kat.
The link to my show, Cat and Ollie Bustin' Oot, is www.myspace.com/Cat and Ollie. That's Cat spelled C-A-T-T and Ollie spelled O-L-L-I-E. And Rampy, do you want to give out the link for Rampage on the Airwaves?
Yeah, sure. The main website is rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com, and if you can spell that, well, I guess you're a dick. Sorry. Yeah, and basically we're also looking for bands to play on the show. So if you're a local band, if you're any band at all, and if you want to be played on Rampage on the Airwaves, then email us at rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com. Kat, are you looking for bands as well?
Yes. If you just want to add us on MySpace, because I just gave out the link, and will message us, and yes, you'll get played on the show and you'll be famous, sort of.
I'm sure you'll be famous,
obviously.
Yeah, talking about MySpace, Rampage on the Airwaves, Airwaves also has a MySpace, myspace.com/Rampage on the Airwaves. We made a logo, but I don't think the MySpace is quite ready yet. It's like the default MySpace, which I think is pretty noob, but if you want to add us, you can, and once it's pretty and everything, you can go take a look at it. Yeah, so basically that's it. We're gonna end the show by this guy called King Stansfield, and he's from England, and Kat is gonna talk about him.
Yeah, that's my job for the show. Kane is 17 years old, and you'd think he's a lot older by his voice. I first heard this song 3 or 4 days ago, because I've known him for a while, and I never knew he could sing. But I was pretty much blown away by this. I've played it on my podcast as well, and as I said on that, I absolutely adore it. It's acoustic and nice, and has like really nice backing vocals, and it's just good, and you should just listen to it. This is Kane Stansfield with Sense, and his MySpace is www.myspace.com/KaneStansfield, KaneStansfield. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, if you can't like remember the links, or if you're just too lazy to type it in, you can go to rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com and I'll like put up all the links so you can just click it because you're a lazy bum.
Enjoy
yeah,
the song.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thousands of miles of ocean could tear us apart, but it's just a step away to halfway around the world, and I've never heard your voice.